So the first question I have for you is, just when did you start playing guitar?
I started playing guitar about 2 years ago, but I learned piano when I was little. I took piano lessons starting at age 4 or 5.
Oh, wow.
But just picked up guitar a couple years ago.
Cool. And then how did you get the band together? When did that all happen?
So that happened kind of around the same time. I was going to a little dive bar right down the street from my house called Northside Tavern, and I was just going there to see live music all the time, and kind of started sitting in and singing with some of the musicians there, and there was a band called Entertainment Crackers that I now play keys and guitar in that band, and so they ended up becoming my band as well, so now we have kind of two outfits, the Medicine and then Entertainment Crackers, excuse me, and it's essentially the same player. Sometimes we use a different drummer than the Medicine, but that's kind of how that came about.
So how would you describe the sound of either of the two bands, or how are they different maybe?
Okay, so I always say the Medicine is, I always just say it's rock and roll because that kind of covers everything.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely has some soul and blues influences. Entertainment Crackers is a little more, I would say, Americana, and leans a little bit more to the countryside of things, like country blues, I would say.
Sure. And so who are some of your kind of personal blues or maybe folk influences?
Well, I'm a huge Dylan fan. Huge.
You have to be, come on.
So, on the folk side of things, definitely him. But I don't know, I love a lot of the local people that I've kind of grown up hearing. There's a guy, Mudcat, that he's played around town for years. And then I kind of lean towards that finger-picking style. And there's a guy here, Bill Sheffield, who does that kind of Mississippi John Hurt finger-picking style that,
yeah,
I love.
Absolutely. So, I mean, is there anybody else maybe that you wish you could play with someday, or maybe someone you wish you could have played with?
Gosh, anyone and everyone. I don't know. I love it all, but right,
sure,
now I'm really digging, like, Gary Clark Jr.
Oh, he's great.
Obviously, I don't know who doesn't. and then, I've gotten to play with a lot of, like, the people I mentioned. I've gotten to play with them, which was a big deal for me. You know, I love, like, the more modern people. Like, I love Susan Tedeschi. I love the kind of, like, southern rock, jam, blues.
So can you talk a little bit about what kind of emotion goes into, like, writing a song? Is it just kind of words on paper, or do you kind of pull from real experiences with your music?
I definitely pull from real experiences. It kind of depends on, sometimes it'll all come out, and it'll be, you know, 10 minutes, I'll have the whole song written.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's a process that, you know, can take up to a year. I'll be tweaking lyrics and different musical parts, but I definitely pull from real experiences. Other times I've just written songs that kind of, I don't know where they come from, but they're not really based on any real experiences. Maybe something I've read or heard about, and then I just kind of twist that and put my own spin on it.
Sure.
But yeah, I would say mostly I definitely pull from my own emotions and real experiences.
Awesome. Well, Haley, that's all I got for you. I want to thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You have a good one.